We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guy who kicked ass on the field in the radio business as well, Mike the Great, Mike Golic from Northeast Ohio. Mike, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm doing well, you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Are you happy to be home?
It's nice to be home. Yes, yeah. It really is. I'm sure I'll run into some old friends tonight, and tomorrow morning I'll go see my mom, have a little breakfast, hang out nice. Before I head out to my college game. It'll be nice.
Do old friends from the area still like try to hit you up for things, tickets, and stuff like that?
Yeah, they do. And you know, I at this point in my life, I usually trade it for beer. It usually works out pretty well.
There you go.
That's a good plan. It's a good play. Mike, let's get into the game tonight. Obviously, you know, Brown's dealing with some injuries, but it's a part of the game. We've had to, like, you know, fans are so woe is me right now because they're used to things going wrong with the Browns, and the season's not gone exactly as we expected, but some people feel like it's over already. I think that's crazy. I think the Browns still got a good chance to win tonight. What say you?
Well, oh, yeah, they definitely do. Listen, as we'll get into, it's not like Denver's hitting on all cylinders right now. So they have their own issues going on with their whole line and certainly their secondary as well that we can get into. But for the Browns, listen, you know, I use the term, and I was reading on Twitter somewhere, you know, it is the next man up, and someone said, oh, that's an overused phrase. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a fact. It's the truth. No matter how hurt you are, the next game on your schedule, they're going to play it, and you damn well better have 11 guys on the field. So it is next man up. You get an opportunity to play, and you try and make the most of it. There has been story after story of guys that have gotten chances who aren't starters that can make the most of it. And you hope that happens now. Again, they're backups for a reason. They're not as good as the starters. But the season doesn't end, man. It's not that it works. This is a tough sport. You got guys inactive for weeks here on IR, for weeks there, and then coming back and playing. It's all about timing. And hitting it right. Cleveland's fine. I mean, they have time to make this thing right. Now, Baltimore is certainly put a little distance, and certainly with what they did in their last game, their defense has been playing incredible. And in all honesty, that's been the part, the side of the ball that I've been a bit disappointed with for the Browns has been the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Offensively, listen, you got a great running attack, but your backs are hurt.
Right.
You know, your offensive tackles are hurt, so you're going to get more pressure on the quarterback. It's more difficult for the offense. But even coming into this year, I thought you were going to have a really running offense and a tough defense. That's how Cleveland was going to go. But that defensive side of the ball has certainly been on the struggle bus the last couple of weeks.
Mike, how big a drop-off do you think it is from Baker Mayfield with the injury to Case Keenum tonight?
Well, I mean, certainly it's a drop-off. There's a reason, again, why one's a starter and one's not. Now, also, Baker has been playing injured, which a lot of guys do, and Baker wanted to play, and you know, which a lot of guys do, and it's up to the medical staff and the coaching staff to say, listen, we like your moxie, but we're going to be a little smart here and not play you, and then you got 10 days on the other side. You know, what he has isn't going to go away. So it's just a matter of, do you have to surgically repair it after the season? Does he hurt it more during the season where you have to do it now? Or can you just rehab it in the offseason? It's not getting any better. What it's going to do is just going to calm down a little bit with a little bit of time. Case Keenum is not the quarterback that Baker Mayfield is, but Case Keenum has played, you know, and certainly an amount of time in this NFL. It's not like you're throwing in a rookie. So it's going to be different, no doubt about it. I would imagine what you're going to get. Now, Baker does such a good job of getting out of the pocket and creating. what you're going to get is more, or you're going to want to get more timing routes, more where Case is going to get back in the pocket and he's going to fire the ball to a spot, and the receiver needs to be on that spot. Who are your kind of security blankets for a backup quarterback? Tight end, running backs out of the backfield, yeah, of which, you know, Cleveland is hurting there as well, but tight ends, you know, to use. So that's one of the biggest differences. I think you'll see more timed routes where Baker can certainly do a little more, and we've seen him create a little more on the run.
Mike, I'm curious. You know, obviously the game has changed so much. And one of the interesting things that, like, it used to be there were so many teams that had, like, one lead running back, and there were just a couple of teams that had timeshares there. Now it's like 25 teams have timeshares at running back. Even the good backs like the Browns when Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb are healthy, and there's just a few teams that have one guy like Derrick Henry. Obviously, for keeping guys fresh, it makes sense, but there is there a loss of rhythm, if you will, when you're using two and some teams use three guys?
No, I don't think so, because of just what you said. That's kind of the norm now. This is what I cover college games as well, and I'm seeing the same thing there, where colleges a lot of times don't have just one. They'll have two, maybe three backs. Mm-hmm. So coming up through systems now, running backs are getting used to splitting time like this, and one may it be more a little more advanced in pass catching as well, while another maybe in running. But I think, again, I think you've answered the question by saying this is what's done now. So the players are used to this. So that whole thing of, man, I need, you know, my 15 carries, that 16th one, I'm going to start to get my rhythm. That's kind of outdated, except for Derrick Henry, where, you know, he gets stronger in the fourth quarter, and God, you know, bless any linebacker or DB that's got to tackle him in open space. You know, he is an exception out of the rule, where that used to be the rule. So, no, I don't think it disrupts rhythm at all, and especially at that position. That's a tough position in the NFL now. You get that one good contract, but you get beat up and you get used up. So this can actually help them prolong their careers, though I'm not sure what it will do money-wise, when, because we all know how it works. Hey, you're a great player, and then it comes to the money, and they're like, well, you're splitting time with another back, so, you know, we can't pay you like a one back.
Mike, Odell Beckham Jr. is listed as questionable for tonight's game. We don't know if he's going to play or not. He's been banged up, man, ever since he's been in Cleveland, really since back in New York. I mean, he hasn't really had a good year. Do you still think Odell Beckham Jr. can be a legitimate, you know, number one target for a team?
Well, I think that goes with the question mark of, can he stay healthy? And unfortunately, when you say that about a player, I'm not damning a player. You know, you can't help injuries. You can't help if, you know, you get hit in the knee or whatever happens to you to where you get an injury. So I don't mean this in a bad way for Odell, but he's been getting nicked. So what you lose is the trust factor that he's going to be there. I mean, you want to talk about the oldest cliche that the best ability is availability, is to be on the field. And, you know, every year there's a team or a few that get hit and become mash units. And Cleveland's now becoming that at real critical spots, like I said, with, you know, offensive tackles and running backs and wide receiver. I know Landry just got activated off IR. But that's the biggest question with Odell. You never know if he's going to be healthy for you for an entire season. If he is, I think he could still be very productive, but unfortunately, we haven't seen that in a couple of years.
We're talking with Mike Golic. Mike, what do you think about, not specific to this game, obviously, but the new injury rules where you can put guys on the IR for 3 weeks instead of the old antiquated rule, and what do you think about the 17-game schedule this year?
Oh, I have no problem with the 17-game schedule. It's going to go to 18 games, and players will be fine with it. Players complain about it, and I don't blame them, because it's part of negotiation. They're going to make it sound like it's the worst thing in the world until you get something in return for it. That's negotiation. That's a CBA. That's what you do. But it's going to go to 18. I have no problem with 17. They'll cut back on the preseason games. A lot of players, they got what they wanted, the CBA, by it being a lighter offseason and certainly a lighter training camp, you know, with no consecutive padded practices, no two-a-days in pads anymore. So they're getting their rest and recovery even there as well. Now, some may say that doesn't prepare them for the season as well, and that may be true, but they may have more longevity because the off seasons have been taken a little bit easier. So I don't mind the 17 game schedule at all. And coming back after three games on the IR, I think is fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it agreed. Used to be how you were done for the season, and then it was like, okay, at least 6 weeks. This is great. If a guy needs a little bit of a break, you can mess with your roster a little bit and then bring him back.
Mike Golic is with us on the hotline. Mike, last thing from me, just the game tonight. I'm curious your take on how you think this thing plays out. You think it's a low-scoring game? Do you think the Browns have a chance with the backup quarterback to get the dub?
Oh, they absolutely do. Like I said, Denver, you know, while Cleveland has lost two straight, Denver's lost three straight. Teddy Bridgewater has been getting killed back there. He got hit or pressured 17 times in their last game against the Raiders. Their offensive line is struggling. And y'all got this guy named Myles Garrett that can come off the corner pretty damn well. Absolutely the Browns can win this game. Denver's secondary is struggling. And now I know you have a backup quarterback, but still, again, he's played in the league. You know, that's right. What you have a backup for. A backup quarterback is supposed to keep your head above water until your starter comes back. And I think Case Keenum will have the ability to do that, especially against a Denver defense that has been pretty weak as of late.
Mike, here's the most important question today. A couple of years ago, I think it was like either 2 or 3 years ago, I played in a charity softball game with your brother Bob, and he had a rough day. That I can't deny anything. He had a rough day that afternoon. Are you better at charity softball than your brother?
Yeah, I think I am. I think because I'm way younger than him. I mean, he's so much older than me. So much older. He's got to be 6 years older than me, but it seems like 60. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I played in a couple of those. I've done fairly well in you know what the mistake is? Everybody tries to kill the ball.
That's
you know,
right.
And then you end up missing it and you end up hurting your back and you end up, you know, feeling as old as you really are. You just gotta swing easy in that one. So I've learned that lesson a few times.
And finally, we had Tom McCarthy on last segment, and you guys will be, you know, calling the game together for Westwood One. And I know it's your first game working together. And I asked Tom, I said, if I ask Mike one question next segment, what should we ask him? And he said, we got to ask you about donuts. That's what I was told.
Well, I mean, donuts are a food group. I mean, that's pretty much what I feel about donuts. I mean, they're with me everywhere. I don't eat as many as I'm getting older, you know, and the metabolism slows down and such.
Sure.
I don't eat as many as I used to, but I still enjoy my donut. I'm sure I will find one on the way to the stadium or tomorrow morning when I'm hanging out with my mom. But, yeah, donuts are part of my life.
Mike, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
You got it, guys. I'll see you.
All right, Mike Golic, he's great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.